Welcome to David's Life and Observation with your host, David Welch. Today's show is going to be a little bit more Christmas-themed, a little bit more circling around what's going on in the holidays, and kind of where we're at, just kind of as the holidays are coming in. So a lot of big companies, Twitter, Meta, a lot of big tech companies absolutely started cutting people right before the holidays. Like as early as November, you know, a lot of the big companies are just laying people off en masse. And it's kind of crazy that the people that bring you a huge amount of profit are the people you cut, and then you cry that you can't find good workers. Like, it's just absolutely insane that, and Amazon has done this too, all the big companies, what they're doing is they're letting people go, people that they were going to promote, what they hope happens is that there is enough workers out there, IT people out there, to fill in the gaps of what they lost with less people and less pay. That's what they're hoping. So that they can shuffle the deck and hopefully get, you know, a lot of people for a seriously low ball amount of money. So stuff that they would normally pay someone maybe $100,000 to do, they're going to try and get someone to do it for $60,000 or $50,000. So that's how they keep their profits absolutely skyrocketing and their level of work right around the same, if not increased. And what I've noticed in that, if looking in the job market on Indeed, ZipRecruiter, what's the other ones? There's plenty of them. A lot of job sites out there. Monster. And what we're seeing is on the work side is that actually wages have gone down. Like wages that were normally, you know, 25, 26 an hour, now they're trying to get people for 17. So what, and it's not just the tech industry, it's literally all industries doing this. They're trying to get the maximized amount of effort for the least bottom dollar. And they know people are hurting for the holidays, so what they'll do is they'll lower their wage so they can say, you know, we're going to get you for the most profitable time of the year at the lowest bottom dollar. So that way their fourth quarter earnings are skyrocketing through the roof. So to say that's not happening is all an out lie. It just is. You know, so it's funny to me that places without unions, this happens. And the big, you know, conglomerates, the big, you know, the Waltons, Amazon, all these guys, I think it should be illegal in the United States that you employ, like, you're such a big company, you make so much money that that when you employ people, they have to go back, they have to resort to and rely on taxes from people in order to survive. Like, that shouldn't be a thing for a company who nets billions of dollars in profit. Not just to keep the lights on, that's not even just their overhead, that's pure profit. So, it's just sickening that companies like, you know, Amazon, Facebook, or Meta, whatever the hell they're called anymore, you know, and a lot of the tech conglomerates, Twitter, Instagram, you name it, they're doing this to people. And even in the education sphere, we see it happening with a lot of the online recruiting that's going on. So they'll say, okay, cool, you could be a remote worker, but we're going to pay you $10, $20 less than the last guy that we had doing it, because we fired him, and then now we're going to hire you for significantly different amount. But the job duties have increased, and then their stringency on capitalizing on your time and actually wage theft has increased. So here's how they're doing it. So what they're saying is, and here's what they're doing to people, is like, okay, cool. We're going to time hawk you to death. We're going to make sure that you're meeting these matrices during the day by constantly checking on your time. And then what we're going to do is we're going to penalize you for, you had a lunch break too big. Sorry. We're going to go ahead and, you know, say, hey, you're going to make up that time on the back end of the day and not pay you overtime for it. That's what's happening. 2U's very guilty of this. They do it to all their people. What they'll say is, okay, cool. Yeah, you can work remotely. However, comma, we're going to time hawk the shit out of you. And, oh man, I blew the, I mean, I dodged the biggest bullet, in my last interview. I was interviewing with, University of Maryland Global Campus. And the director of admissions there, I'm not going to mention her name, but you'll figure out who it is. I mean, she was literally the most condescending person to ever, that I've ever interviewed with. She was just incredibly not with the times. I mean, she's been working at the same place since 1999, so she is literally out of the loop on hiring practices. Not that she couldn't give a decent interview. I mean, she tried, but she failed miserably when, you know, literally telling me that there's no leeway, no budging, no nothing when it comes to their short 45-minute lunch. They didn't mention anything about breaks, and then they also don't consider, you know, people's accommodations if they request them. So I was like, really? Like, okay, I have, you know, IBS, I have irritable bowel syndrome, I have problems with my stomach, you know, and if I gotta go, I gotta go. You know, that's what the headset's built for. Nobody hears me anyway. But at the same time, what they're saying to you also is, we're going to hound your disposition so that way we know exactly, you know, what you're doing and how much time to put on the back end of your day so that you're working over your set hour. I'm like, I'm sorry, but when it's time to clock out and my productivity's already through the roof and I've already been on the phone 3 hours, I already have 100 dials, I'm sorry. I'm done for the day. I'm mentally exhausted. I've got kids that are in early elementary at home. I'm sorry. I'm not going to stay out for the extra half hour you think I should. Everything that happened within those 8 hours of me working, that's what's going to happen. You know, and if you want more productivity, fine, hire a robot. You know, and if you guys do go the robot route, nobody's going to go to your dumbass school. And they're not offering anything anybody else doesn't already have. They're just doing it just to get in on that education dollar. And they've been doing it for a while. They say they're the biggest campus, which is fantastic. But whatever, I don't give a shit. You know, you can have the biggest campus, but if you have bad leadership, and you go to their Google reviews, or you go to their ZipRecruiter reviews, and you look at their pros and cons for employment, there's a lot more cons than pros. I literally started laying that out to them as they were doing the interview, because I was just fucking flabbergasted at the route of non-leeway they were going to give you. So I said, hey, you guys are admittedly bad leadership and bad and time hawks on people, and you guys obviously have problems with people with overtime. You know, I mean, it just looks like you're going to have people work beyond their hour, and then you're going to tell them to clock out? Yeah, that's not going to work. Also, you don't sit there in an interview and tell someone, oh, your resume doesn't scream leadership, when I'm pretty sure I have leadership peppered all through my resume. And not to mention, when you have degrees backing you, those are supposed to signify your ability to, you know, come in and be educated, to have a quicker ability to do things, have a quicker understanding how to acclimate to the business environment and maximize your potential. That's what it signifies, because it shows that, hey, yeah, you know, I mean, I go the extra mile when it comes to doing whatever it is that we got to do, whether it's recruiting, whether it's back office stuff, whether it's, you know, the students transitioning out, it doesn't matter. But schools these days have just become cash cows, and they still can be, because the government will never want to relinquish those debts, because they like having indentured servitude. It's a way that they can keep people under a heel for the corporations. But the problem is that I think everything's being done in bad faith. So tuition should be lowered for the degree that you're going into based on the pay of that degree. So if you got an engineering degree, a lot of engineers going to, you know, leaving college or going into jobs that are, you know, between $80,000 and $250,000 a year. When it comes to other degrees, let's say, like business, even business degrees or even business analytics, you know, they're lowering those pay scales. You could have a full-on MBA, and they got people who have MBAs, because they're a dime a dozen, working for $40,000, $30,000, $33,000, and they're getting a full 8 hours of work from these people. That's sickening. I'm sorry, but if you're a company that wants me now, dude, I'm not budging for anything less than 75. And I don't think anybody should. I don't think anybody who's a white-collar worker should budge even remotely, give concessions, and especially if it's work from home or even going to the office. Like, I'm going to charge you double for me going to the office. I'm sorry. You want to say, oh, we're going to pay you $40,000 to go into an office and have you be miserable and open to, you know, yeah, you're going to have to spend money on lunch. You're going to have to spend money on gas. You're going to have to spend money on all these little oddities that the fucking office will fucking cost you. Whereas if you stayed at home doing the exact same fucking job, then you would save so much money on transportation, so much money on food, so much money that you can actually, I don't know, buy your kid a decent present for Christmas, or even, I don't know, pay a bill like car note, insurance, things like that. I mean, it's just incredible that employers think, oh, you know, $40,000 is still a good wage. We could offer that and feel good for ourselves and maximize our profits. Yeah. And then you're going to give bonuses to the execs for what? For showing you how to maximize profit by screwing the person at the bottom? Yeah. I'm sorry, but anybody working for $40,000 doing a white collar job anymore should leave today. They should be done. They should just walk out of the office, turn in their headset, be like, listen, until you pay me double, I'm not coming back. And that should be every white collar job, every person seeking a job that's even remotely decent. I'm sorry, but, you know, companies have to learn the hard way. And I'm going to advocate for this is on Twitter, anywhere I can be heard, because, listen, if the companies don't want to play ball, then we have to show them who's boss, and it's not them. If they want to make money, cool, they're going to have to do it with the new pay standard, because obviously inflation isn't compensating enough for us to live decent lives. We obviously don't make enough to pay back our student loans. We don't make enough to get into a house. We don't make enough to buy a decent new car. We don't make enough to do shit. So if they want to revitalize this country, corporations are going to have to take a little bit of their profit and actually pay people what they're worth. And people need to define what they're worth, like literally stand on, no, you're not going to sit here and lowball me at 40. If you're not paying me 75 or 80, fuck off. And we need to be that way. We need to be stringent on that. And I'm telling, and this is happening at the much lower level when it comes to, food. You know, food used to be, okay, cool. Like, we're going to pay this, McDonald's employee $8.25 an hour or $7 an hour, whatever the federal minimum wage is. Well, a lot of people just stopped. A lot of people were like, nah, we're just not going to do it anymore. We're not going to work. You know, McDonald's, we're not going to do any of that shit. And then you got the boomers and the Gen Xers who are dumb as fuck. Listen to these guys. These guys are like, oh, well, McDonald's was never meant for adults to work there. And, like, I don't care where you work. You should be able to work somewhere and be able to survive. You should be able to at least be able to afford a one-bedroom apartment. You can't even do that in most cities. Can't. Most cities across the country, you can't work at McDonald's and afford to, you know, you can't even afford to that be your one job. And then you got boomers and Gen Xers like, oh, well, we pulled ourselves up by the bootstraps. Like, no, you didn't. You fucking had the biggest advantage in history. You had the best economies in history. And then you're going to sit here and tell younger millennials, medium millennials, and Gen Zers like, oh, well, you're just not doing enough when we're fucking physically and mentally taxed to the bone. And a lot of them are working 80 plus hours, working multiple jobs, trying to just make it. No, that's why they've hit the burnout. That's why they've said, fuck you. That's why they turned out at the polls. So if you geriatrics want control of the polls again, and you guys want to further, you know, indoctrinate the world into your BS, then I recommend you put pressure on these corporations to actually pay people. That way, those Gen Z kids don't have the time to go to the polls because they'll be fucking actually working and enjoying life. So that you boomers can stay in control and you older Gen Xers can stay in control. That's how it's been in the past. But because it's so lopsided now, and you got these individuals out here, 2,000 individuals who are billionaires, then you've got the problem. You've got a problem because wages have stagnated that since the 1980s. That's irrefutable. You have people doing white-collar jobs that are not getting paid white-collar money. And then it's just a sad state of affairs that companies think they could do this forever. That's okay to have profit now because you're gonna either have no profit or you're gonna be cut down so low in the future, you're literally gonna be begging people in the streets to come work for your job. That's why teachers are in some states don't even need a teaching credential, which is a slap in the face to anyone who ever went to college and got their teaching credentials and got their teaching degree in order to be educated enough to teach these upcoming generations. But Florida doesn't care for shit like that because Florida and Floridians don't have, and this is Texas too, the dumbest people in the United States, Texas and Florida, they do the most miracle shit to people, and people still want to live there. It's just absolutely amazing. It boggles my mind. And it's not just them. It's like Idaho, Utah, Texas, pretty much any red state that you go to, you're going to face this. You're going to face lopsided work environment where you get paid shit and older white folks get paid the most for doing absolutely nothing. And then they say they work when they do absolutely nothing. They solve no problems. They help absolutely no one. Yeah, their shit gets advanced and they get the luxury of, you know, everything. I say, listen, they're a pillowcase away from being erased off the map anyway. They really are. Like, boomers die every day. Gen Xers are worked so hard that they're dying in their 40s and 50s right now. Which is kind of funny to watch because older millennials, we tracked that. We did the exact same fucking thing. We're all in our mid-30s and we're like, nah, anymore. We're going to follow suit with Gen Z because they have it figured. They're like, you know what? Gen Z turned around, flipped the middle finger to the entire system and said, you know what? We're not doing that. We're not doing that fucking shit at all. Yeah, we're going to go college, but we have no fucking intention on paying those back. Even older millennials are like, yeah, I don't think I'm going to pay those college loans back. And if you want to try and force me and garnish my wage, cool, I just won't fucking work. That's why you have a huge conglomerate of veterans that are impoverished. You have veterans that are homeless. You have regular people that are turning homeless every fucking day. And then you got this new generation of kids that want to make money just being an influencer, which I'm sorry, but you literally want to be a marketer. You're a marketer. You market shit. And you want to be an influencer. You're not influencing anything. You're influencing trends, maybe. But all you are is a modern day marketer. So you market clothes. You market yourself. You market the entertainment value of whatever NFT you're trying to get out the ground, whatever, which is cool. You can have a platform. You can do whatever you want. But that's also work. That's also a considerable amount of work that people are not getting paid the best for. And they're putting hours into video editing. They're putting hours into creating a website. They're doing all these things. And they're not reaping what they sow. Because all these companies that, you know, give you the platform are making money hand over fist over the failures because they're like, okay, so if we get 100 people to sign up and 99 of those people fail, then we're doing our job. No, not at all. What's happening is that it's a market that is being put up. And then a lot of these longstanding, people that have been in that got helped along the way are going to be the ones that are the clandestine or, you know, influencers, and then anybody else coming behind them, they're going to shut the door on. They're going to try to. And you see that already because boomers already did it when it came to education because they got their degrees for two pennies and a go. Same thing with older Gen Xers who So, oh, I worked through school. Yeah, yeah, you could work as a pizza delivery driver and actually have enough money to pay for school. You can't do that today. You could go to school, be a pizza delivery driver, along with five other jobs. That's what you can do. That's what people are doing. You got people who are working two and three. They're working balls to the wall, two or three jobs, or they're working one job so much that it's becoming a nightmare for them. They're working, you know, fucking 80 hours, 90 hours a week, and then they're not even able to enjoy the money they're earning. Or if they have a family, they're double screwed because that guy is such a drone at this point that he just, that his whole mission, like, okay, he's going to go to and from work. He's going to get maybe 10 minutes of relaxed time. Meanwhile, his wife is fucking the neighbor. His kids are badass kids at school, not listening. The wife's not keeping the fucking house maintained. And then that guy is going to come home from work one day and just lose his shit and be a family annihilator. Or what's going to happen is the wife's going to step out on him, take the kids, make him pay alimony. He's going to be reduced to a one-bedroom apartment, if that. He'll probably have a couple roommates still. And then he'll still be working 80 or 90 hours or 90 hours just to pay the $5,000 a month in child support so that the wife can go get her nails done, pay for her rent, pay for her food, and not actually do anything, you know, and be a bum. And then these are the entrepreneur bitches that are out there. Oh, well, you know, I do real estate, never sold a house. Or, oh, I do hair, cuts hair once a week with her friends. That's it. Doesn't charge them a thing, but, you know, maybe a 12-pack. I don't know. But then you got these women that are, like, literally on to the next guy who they want to fill in the gaps. And then that guy realizes, oh, shit, it's a trap because she already divorced the dude. She's not worth anything because she's already got three kids. She ain't about to have another kid with another dude. Or if she does have another kid with another dude, she's going to put all the responsibility on that dude and slowly break him over time of everything that he was when they met. And that's what happens. So we live in a society today where, you know, and it's so funny. During the holidays, you don't hear men are trash. During, you know, freaking Mother's Day, you don't hear men are trash. But when any other time of the year happens, oh, men are trash, men are this, men are garbage, men are predators. Yeah, okay, cool. They're like, okay. Then they get mad at Passport Bros who are like, so since you guys are too chaotic over here and don't know what love or real relationship is to a man or even how to be a proper spouse, we're going to go overseas where women are humble, where women are nurturing, feminine, and not like women here. And then the women here are going to be these boss babes and boss bitches all alone at 40 with all 90 of their cats. And then they're going to be mad because, oh, it's the patriarchy that did this to me. Nah, bitch, radical feminism did it to you. But I digress. But during the holidays, you don't hear none of that shit. You don't hear, oh, men are trash, men are this, men are that, because all the incels are out there, one, spending stupid amount of money on bitches that absolutely don't deserve it, absolutely don't deserve your time. And it's just like window shopping for shit you're never going to get. Even if you put that shit on layaway, you're never going to play with it for very long before it has to go back to the store. Sorry, bud, it's just not going to work out. And then all the chicks out here are knowingly playing the game. Like, so, men, you have to shore up your defenses. One, don't pay for a meal for chicks anymore. Don't buy them a drink. Don't do shit for them. They're not worth it. Not a single woman in the world, not one, is worth your money anymore. Don't do it, guys. You're worth your money. Everything you want and can have in this world is you being smart with your money, investing in you and investing in the shit that you want so you can always come back to your happy place. Never put a bitch on your home. Never marry a woman. If you marry a woman, it's the biggest mistake you could ever do because it doesn't matter if it's going to happen to you in 5 years, 10 years, or 20 years. It's going to happen eventually with the rate of things going on in this world that you will go through a divorce at one time and you will lose everything as the man. The man loses everything 100% of the time. Now, there are guys that do win custody, but that's after they've already lost everything else because they had to fight back. they got a decent job or they got something better so they're able to make a little bit more money. But 99% of the time, women get bailed out of every bad decision they've ever had because they can always jump onto the next guy and latch onto him regardless of the body count. Women out here are lying like fuck. Body count, oh, I've got 4 dudes, oh, I've 3, whatever. It's, you know, exponentially more than that, and they'll never tell you the truth. In fact, women, like, if you trace history on the family court abuses, women are the worst offenders of family court abuse. They absolutely don't care what the judge says. They do what they do. They keep their kids regardless because there is no consequence for them. But men face all the penalties and go to jail when they're not paying child support. And they can be assessed child support into the hundreds of thousands of dollars. And then they'll be forced to pay that or face jail or both. And it's incredible, especially when you learn that that kid that you went to jail over is not actually yours. That's literally been happening so fucking much that DNA tests should absolutely be mandatory at birth. Mandatory. And if that baby's not yours, you should be able to, you know, not sign on the birth certificate. You should be able to walk away from that entire relationship, throw her shit out of the house for cheating, and then have a free pass on the annulment. For free. It should absolutely be free. Because if women want to fuck up, and also, this has been the year of the woman because you have 8 teenage girls murdering a man and stabbing him to death because he wouldn't buy them alcohol. Or they were trying to steal the alcohol that this man had. It's unreal that girls these days, these are teenagers, mind you, they believe that they can get away with murder because they wanted a man to get them alcohol. Or they wanted to take that particular man's alcohol. They think, oh, well, how dare you deny me? We're allowed to commit crimes. Let me stab you to death. And if they get off lightly, I believe, I don't care if the youngest is 12 or 13 or whatever, they should be in prison forever. They should never, ever be able to get out of lockup. I don't care if they did it as a teenager and they're not fully developed or charged as a minor. No. Charge those little bitches as adults, every single one of them, and throw away the key. Abso-fucking-lutely. And then, you know, the same thing. If a woman steps out on the marriage and is unfaithful, not only should that woman be paying alimony to the man or restitution to the man for stepping out on the marriage, then and having a child within that marriage with someone else, yeah, that should be prison. That should absolutely be either time or the courts to say, you know what, hey, you fucked up. You stepped out on the marriage on this dude, and you can't prove that he was unfaithful. Then, yeah, the guy should absolutely get full custody, keep the house, and then that bitch should be paying him child support. Abso-fucking-lutely. Because they're the ones who fucked everybody over. They're the ones screwing over off the family. But that's not what you're seeing. You're seeing women get away with absolutely everything as close to murder as possible. And then you wonder why guys are family annihilators. And you wonder why guys and the suicide rate amongst men is so disgustingly over women. Disgustingly higher. But I digress. Anyways, the holidays are a tough time for people because there's so many people out there right now. You got kids are starving. You've got people going through the worst cold snap ever. And I guarantee hospitals and jails are putting people on the streets. Absolutely. They want people to freeze to death. They may not say it out loud. They may not verbalize it. But, and I swear to God, any hospital caught patient dumping or any law enforcement community not opening the jails for the homeless to just get the fuck out of the cold weather, or they find a way to demonize shelters for overcapacity, that municipality should absolutely be sued into oblivion. That law enforcement community and that fucking that, like I said, that city should absolutely be defunded. It's just incredible that municipalities can rob everyone else, but when it comes to taking care of our most vulnerable, hospitals are out there patient dumping, and then the people are freezing to death in 0-degree weather, and then they're like, oh, well, that, you know, they receive no penalty. I'm sorry, but if a hospital gets caught patient dumping, that hospital should be fined in the millions for wrongful death. In the millions. And then the doctors that sign the release should absolutely be sued to the extent of their malpractice insurance. To the most, and they should be barred from practice. And not just them, not just the doctors, but the admin. The admin should be absolutely taken to task and fined personally into the millions. Because I'm telling you, hospitals would do the most to keep their patients absolutely the most comfortable and giving them the best care if they're not allowed to just simply reject someone because their insurance ran out. Well, they don't have insurance, so we're gonna cart this sick person out to the street because they don't have a method of payment. Yeah, because that's the Hippocratic Oath, you pieces of shit. And it's funny because the doctor's like, no, we've done everything we need to do. It's the admin. And then the admin face no consequence because they're a corporation. And that's what has me fucked up. Corporations think they can absolutely do the most to anybody and everybody and not face any fucking repercussion. And then you wonder why there's lawsuits out there and you have people taking companies to task over the smallest things. And then the company be like, well, you guys are just, you know, mean. No. You screwed people over by either false advertising, lying to them, being disingenuous, or operating in bad faith. That's what you get consequences for. That's what you get fined for. That's what you get fucked up for. In hospitals, there's no qualified immunity for fucking hospitals. In fact, qualified immunity shouldn't be a thing for law enforcement, and I don't know how. I really don't understand how there's prosecutor immunity or judge immunity. I'm sorry, but if a judge makes a judgment in bad faith or he doesn't operate within the bounds of the law and he just makes shit up willy-nilly, then he should absolutely be thrown in prison. Because if he acts unruly there on the bench or he practices law from the bench, he should absolutely be taken off the bench. We need judges that are going to be held accountable for their judgments. We need prosecutors that are going to be held accountable for hiding evidence, for doing the most to maliciously prosecute anyone and everyone they possibly can. So, yeah, they should be taken to task, and they should absolutely be disbarred. They should absolutely be fired. And then city attorneys out there that are sitting there collecting a paycheck from the people, and then you're giving city councils bad advice and they're violating the law. Yeah, that city attorney, that they don't have immunity from the lawsuit. Include their name in the lawsuit and then sue them personally into oblivion. They're not, and then make a stipulation that they're not allowed to use city resources to defend themselves. Absolutely not. They need to go hire their own private lawyers to defend themselves from the people, because the people are the city, not them. They're the administrators of the city. They are absolutely not the little serfs and kings and queens of the city. It's just not the way it works. So they should absolutely be taken to task for bad advice. Bad legal advice should cost you your fucking seat. And lawyers who are taking that role right now and just collecting a paycheck, yeah, your fucking days are numbered, because we're going to go after you too. We're going to make sure that lawyers that are at city councils are being taken to task for the bad advice that they give. And it should be absolutely fired. Now, going into what good things are happening these holidays is that people haven't given up. Some are, but there's a lot of push towards fortitude, a lot of push towards being warriors despite fighting insurmountable odds. You know, and that's what people are. That's why people are going into so many different things right now. You got people who, you know, working 9-to-5 doing construction, but at night they're playing Photoshop. They're playing video games and getting high ranking, maybe enough to get on an esports team, you know, or they discovered, okay, well, you know, my Twitch audience is this. If I can, you know, set a fair price, maybe people will help me out and pay, you know, $2.99 for a subscription. And then when I've got that times the 300,000 people that watch me play anyway, well, then let me go ahead and profit off of that. And then let me go ahead and leave my shitty job and focus on my Twitch channel. I don't blame people for that. Because if you are entertaining, you deserve the dollars for being entertaining. If you're, but there's always the miracle of free entertainment. So there's nothing beats a flash mob. Nothing beats an awesome piano player absolutely rocking it on a public piano. Or if someone's out there busking. You know, busking, yeah, they are entertainers trying to earn a buck. And if you have loose change, if you have maybe a bus pass or something that they can benefit from, or even like, I don't know, for me, whenever I see a busker out there, you know, and it's fucking 50, 60, 30 degrees, whatever, and they're out there trying to earn a buck, or they're in a mall trying to earn a buck. Yeah. You know, if they're hungry, I'll ask them like, hey, I may not have cash money on me, but I could go grab you something to eat or something to drink. Would you like that? Yeah, I would like that. Let's go get that. Anything you could do to help. If you can help the homeless by packing up, you know, warm clothes in a bag and little things that they can do to survive, then those are good people. Do you always have to film it and make a big deal out of it? No. But if you do, then that's the way you do things. Then people can follow your story and maybe be able to pitch in and help some more. So I don't see people with a camera doing it for self-aggrandizement. What they're doing is they're bringing awareness to a situation that they themselves are not financially able to handle themselves. So what they'll do is say, hey, there's this guy. I gave him a coffee and I gave him a slice of pizza, whatever, but he needs your help, or she needs your help, or this kid needs your help, or, you know, whatever happened to, hey, this kid's spectacular. You know, let's do something for him. Hey, this teacher's doing awesome. Let's do something for her. But what happens now is you got admin that are like, no, 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 no. If it's not the principal or the vice principal or somebody in admin getting selected as the cool person of the month or the year, what ends up happening is you have these fucktards that are, you know, already making six figures more than the bottom teachers. Then they're the ones getting all the prizes. That's just corruption at its finest. But those teachers need a strike. They need to leave. They need to do another Red for Ed. And they need to demand that, hey, listen, we're just not going to go back, period, unless we're given the compensation that we're due for the degrees that we have. And then maybe people will be able to afford to pay student debt. But as it stands right now, the poor are getting poorer. The richer are getting richer. We're being taxed to death. And then the future doesn't look great for us because we're going to be swaddled and drowning in debt that none of our predecessors had ever. So we're buying into a future that we're not going to get the benefit of without Gen Z. Gen Z is the table turner. They're the ones that said, you know what? What you guys are doing is stupid. We're not going to do it. Now, these guys might be Tide Pod eaters, but even if they did eat Tide Pods, after they ate the Tide Pods, they came with the idea of, we're not doing it. They came up with the, yeah, like, I'm not, and this is older millennials too that are fucking battling this in the workplace right now, because it's the older millennials that are now in management. They are now in places of leadership, and it's horrifyingly bad to see how bad leadership and management is right now, because they were just ill-treated when they were coming up the ranks. And now they think that, oh, leadership is yelling at my team or doing shady shit like Tracy Rusconi when she was at Grand Canyon University, locking people in a room saying, oh, we're not going to leave until someone quits. Yeah, you did that. I have witnesses to that. It's not slander. It's not libel because I haven't written it anywhere, but you absolutely did do that, you dirty bitch. Plus, you nasty. So, whatever. Anyways, I digress. But the leadership right now is evident in that freaking interview that I went into with the director of admissions being absolutely a raunch. You know, asking questions about call center. I'm like, listen, you're talking to me about a remote position. It's not necessarily a call center. It's a call center type of work, but at home. So when you ask me questions about, well, in a call center, how would you interact? Like, well, we're not in a call center. This is a remote position. And as I understood it, it was going to be 100% remote. But I had to stop the interview because one, she was being condescending. Two, there was no leeway on lunch, no leeway on the benefits, no leeway on pay. I'm sorry, but I'm worth more than that. Y'all need to step back. And the only reason I applied is because, you know what? I believe in the art of negotiation. If they say something's one price, I'm going to try and get a higher price because I know what I'm worth. Plus, I'm not entry level. I'm fucking above that. But there are no jobs out there for a company unless it's at the fucking bottom. And there are no ways for you to step into management without a severe amount of luck. Or they're like, oh, well, we're just not seeing the experience level. I'm like, are you fucking shitting me? Like, listen, I have 9 years in the, like 10 years in the industry, five of those years either at management or assistant manager. And it's like, you're telling me that I can't do the job, even though I've been doing the job and I have degrees. Like, companies don't give a flying fuck. It's just a prerequisite to check in the box. They don't care what your degree is. They don't care what experience you have from the shit you did to even earn that degree. They shit you not when they care not. But here's what's happening. A lot of people have been moving away from the corporate grind and opening up their own places, their own massage parlors, their own shit. And then you got the side hustlers who have ATM machines and they have gi-dunk machines or, like, I don't know, food, you know, beverage machines or food machines. And then they make their living that way. I mean, I don't begrudge anyone their hustle. And if you can have a laundromat that yields them, you know, something for you, great. I'm glad you were able to get a business loan and open that up. Because not everybody's afforded that opportunity. But keep those side hustles going, guys. Keep everything going. Fight hard to make sure that you have the best Christmas you possibly can. And if you are in danger of not having a Christmas at all, that's when you have to remove yourself from being an introvert and do extrovert type things in order to do for you. Reach out to somebody. You know, say, listen, I'm indigent. I'm not going to have a Christmas here. I just want a warm meal. Find it. Make friends with people. You know, do what you can to be as upbeat as possible. And I can only say that as a person who suffers from severe depression, who faces reasons and people why I want to go one of two directions. I'm either going to go the homicidal route or the suicidal route. There's only one way. There's only two ways for me to go. Right. I'm either going to do enough damage that this universe is going to remember me for doing the damage, or I'm going to remove myself from the equation the way I want to be removed. Either by either not doing anything and being a bum, which I'm not a bum, because I like doing things that make money. I like making money. I also like being an asset to where I can be on a project. I love working on projects. I love film. I love podcasts. I love doing things like that. I love writing. But with ChatGPT, let's talk about ChatGPT real quick. If people can jerry-rig that science AI, or they jerry-rig that AI to have them write whole-ass papers, whole-ass scripts, the idea of the writer is going to disappear because so many people are going to be able to do efficient enough writing in order to pass muster. Even with an English lit major, even with somebody who's used to looking at papers. Now, it's going to be hard for educators of the future to get around this now that it's been introduced to our population. So because I love Star Trek so much, we are entering that time of influx, that time where we need to make a decision as a species to really, one, be able to defend ourselves from any space anomaly. That happens too. We need to focus on creating things that allow us to not worry about the battle for resources. Now, the only way that's going to happen in the near future is it's going to be a battle. It's either going to be a world war that does this, or we're going to have some sort of cosmic event that scares us so bad that we start working as a people, and a species, or the dissolution of mankind is coming to fruition. So one of those three things is going to happen. I'm opting for, hey, we can all get along. We can all work together cohesively to make sure that everyone on this planet wants for nothing, and that we are able to move into the future with science, technology, and nobody has this strive to be over one another except for maybe accomplishments. But, you know, if everybody's striving to get the bigger house or the bigger, you know, this or this, that, and the other, you know, it's going to be hard for people to not see a way to monetize or you know, capitalize on that. So what you're saying, okay, Dave, like it's the future of mankind is either socialism of some kind or mass cooperation of some kind, or if it is a capitalist society and the bankers are still in charge, it's going to be, we're going to have World War III, and it's going to end up with so much technology and information and people lost that we as a population become endangered and may be wiped off the map, you know, because of it. So we don't want to do that. Sorry about that. Anyways, keep punching, guys. Keep tuning into David's Life and Observation. This is the end of season 3, going into season 4. I want to thank you guys who have listened, whether it's the FBI, CIA, DEA, I don't care, cops, whatever. Not just them listening, but other people. Enjoy your guys' holidays. Like I said, look out for one another. Try and be as helpful as possible with one another. But also, in the work sense, don't take shit, guys. Don't let these corporate bastards beat you down. Walk away. Get people who are your ilk to remove themselves from the equation as well, so that way you can vie for more money. And that's gonna happen soon, because companies will legit forget who they fired, who they've let go, and if they do remember and they keep reaching out to that person's gonna get annoyed and file suit for harassment. And that's what happens. I mean, I've been contacted by GCU recruiters 10, 20 times to recruit or to go back to admissions. Yeah, you guys let me go, so let's not get shit twisted. If I go back and work for you, I'm going to definitely file a lawsuit, because you guys do illegal things, Grand Canyon University. You guys do illegal things and do wage theft to you. So don't get it twisted. People are working for you. They're not happy, and they're on that grind, and they're letting you know. Anyways, have a great one, guys.